It's 92.9 The Mountain, quality music, true variety, Guster with One Man Wrecking Machine, and that's coming from their album Ganging Up on the Sun. They're going to be in Tucson here in October playing at the Rialto Theater just before Guster. The Spin Doctors gave us two princes. My name is Jenny. It's Friday, August 11th, straight up 9 o'clock. Going to be a high today, about 95, maybe some rain coming our way, and we have some Roots Rock and Reggae Festival tickets for you, so just keep it tuned right here, right now. We're joined this morning. It's Friday, Dawn and John with our movie night traffic light. How are you guys?
We're great. How are you, Jenny?
Oh, doing good. Just a little crazy this morning.
It's one of those days.
Fridays are for crazy, and then it's like, you know, no matter what happens, you still got that, okay, the weekend is ahead of me vibe.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, look forward to it.
So
yeah,
tell us about the new movies that you watched.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about a movie that came out on Wednesday, which is the World Trade Center, but we're going to start with Accepted, which is coming out today.
Okay.
Yeah, the movie Accepted, for anyone who's been rejected by colleges, you know, maybe you had to go to ASU because you couldn't get into college.
I agree. That was a good one, John.
The movie Accepted actually offers you another alternative.
Well, you know, normally when a movie isn't advertised much, and you got to kind of wonder if it's going to be any good. And this one hasn't been promoted much at all, but it turns out it's a really funny movie. And Justin Long stars in it, and he plays a guy that's graduating from high school, and he's been slacking off his whole life and can't figure out how to get into college now because he's being rejected, so he creates his own.
Ah.
Yep, and with the help of his friends, they actually create a real school that's filled with students, well, in this case, more accurately, a bunch of social outcasts that couldn't be accepted into any other school. But they have to prove to the world that misfits really can become anything they want to be if they really work hard.
Yeah, based on the previews we did see on this, gotta say, Jenny, probably the lowest expectations ever. But, I mean, we were expecting, instead of, like, really great comedy, that it would be more raunchy and gross type stuff. But we were completely wrong. The previews don't do this one justice at all. It's funny, and it's very feel-good. The story is actually endearing and eye-opening, and most of the characters are really interesting and relatable. Comedian Lewis Black, if you're familiar with him, is hilarious as the fake dean at this fake college. It's just very entertaining for guys and girls alike.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So actually, surprisingly enough, we're going to rate it on our movie night traffic light, except as a green, because this one really was surprisingly entertaining.
Fantastic.
Yeah, good movie.
So the big one, World Trade Center.
And you know, this one stars Nicolas Cage. And it is produced and directed by Oliver Stone, which means this movie is very, very well done. But that, however, doesn't minimize at all the complete emotional toll this movie takes on you.
Right.
Yeah, and it begins on the morning of September 11, 2001, of course, and it shows an ordinary day in New York where everybody's just doing their thing. And then, of course, the first plane hits, and nobody has any idea what's going on. And a group of Port Authority agents are told to report to the World Trade Center and evacuate the people. Well, then the first building collapses and seriously injures and traps two of the agents inside, which is Nicolas Cage and Michael Peña.
Right, right, right.
And the movie actually shows the emotional and spiritual journey of these two men and their families while they're trying to stay alive until help arrives. The movie also shows humanity and how humanity can look evil in the eye and persevere in the end.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely powerful.
Yeah.
It's powerful. It's gripping. It's very realistic, so it feels like you're really there at the World Trade Center on 9/11 as it's happening, which is kind of an overwhelming experience. But in spite of the tremendous tragedy of the day, it's really a movie about heroics and survival. It focuses so much on these two guys and their families that you're not really totally wallowing in the despair of the day. But it is so realistic that it does bring back all the emotions that you actually had on 9/11. So, you know, regardless of how you may feel about Iraq and Afghanistan now, you come out of there looking for another country to invade because, you know, you're just ready for revenge because it brings all of that back.
Oh, no, so. Don't ever say that.
It's
not
crazy,
ready for
though.
Revenge ever.
Yeah,
not
you're right. That's the emotion you got to keep in check, but it will make you feel the way you felt on September 11th. But it is a great movie, and it's a story everyone should hear if you're willing to relive your story from that day.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That's a nice little heads up. So what's your rating?
So in our movie night traffic light, we give World Trade Center a green as well. The movie is very well done, but it is brutally emotional, so you do have to be prepared for that before you go check this one out.
Okay, you guys. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jenny.
Us. Once again, you can check out movienighttrafficlight.com. Also, link to our, you can link through our website, 929themountain.com, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Great. Sounds good.
Thanks,
Jenny.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Music's coming up. We're going to hear from Death Cab for Cutie, Soul Meets Body, and Jimmy Eat World, The Middle, next in just 3 minutes on 92.9 The Mountain.